but only to a point. The real solution, the way to feel better, goes beyond simply managing time more efficiently. According to a recent issue of Time magazine, we live in the age of time famine. Life is getting more and more hectic. The daily treadmill is accelerating, and we have to run faster and faster just to stay in one place. The demands of the competitive marketplace put such a premium on personal productivity that if you're not productive, you're out. The result is a tremendous pressure to perform, coupled with a sense of overwhelming insecurity about the future. The increasing time demands of our careers are reflected in our personal lives as well. Our lives are so filled with things we must do or should do, let alone the things we want to do, that we feel trapped, literally unable to do anything. Paraphrasing the words of the old TV commercial, "Are you doing more now and enjoying it less?" If you're like most people today, the honest answer is too often, yes. Everyone wants to be in control. This is one of the most compelling desires of all human beings. There is no worse feeling than being out of control, sensing that other people or external circumstances govern what we do, and when and how we do it. Feeling that we are puppets on a string, being yanked back and forth by forces over which we have no influence. When something or someone else controls our lives, we are neither happy nor productive, and we don't experience inner peace. The focus of this book, then, is not exclusively on time management, but on achieving inner peace, the transcendent feeling of fulfillment and well-being we all seek. Time management is only a set of skills and tools to help us more efficiently control the events of our lives, but efficient time management alone will never give us inner peace. The secret to achieving inner peace lies in understanding our inner core values, those things in our lives that are most important to us, and then seeing that they are reflected in the daily events of our lives. In other words, doing a better job of managing our time is meaningless unless we are managing it to accomplish those things that are of greatest importance in our lives. That critical difference is what this book is all about. On June 3, 1992, I found myself standing on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange with my wife and family to witness a singular event in our lives. It was the day that Franklin Quest Company, a company that had been given birth in my basement less than 9 years earlier, was to become a publicly traded company on the New York Stock Exchange. I looked up at the big board, and there for the first time, FNQ came across the ticket tape at $16.50. I can't begin to describe the emotions that flooded through my system. I stood there amid 3,000 people scurrying on the floor of the exchange with my partners who had helped create the company standing around me and wept like a baby. My tears came not because of my own newly enhanced net worth because of the shares of the company that I owned. Rather, it was because of what we had done in such a short time by following some deeply held core values. I realized that the company's success was living proof of the idea that following your inner values really works. Somewhere early in my life, I developed the obsession that for some reason I was supposed to make a difference with my life. After graduating from college, I discovered that I had abilities in selling. Eventually joining a national firm in the data processing business, I found myself at a relatively early age as senior vice president of marketing and sales for the largest division in the company. During this period, I discovered that I also enjoyed teaching others how to sell and succeed. I discovered an ability to speak and motivate. In February of 1978, my church contacted me and asked if I would be willing to take a 3-year leave of absence to go to California and manage one of their missions. Because of my commitment to my church and my inner drive to make a difference, I and my family went to California and for 3 years worked with more than 600 men and women who were doing full-time volunteer missionary service. During those 3 years, I honed my speaking and motivational skills and discovered that what I wanted to do most of all was to teach. Toward the end of this period of service, I began